This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman.
We are
America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Oh, that thing's going to catch me every time, Drew. The new rejoiner with the pause. But it is solid as can be, I'll tell you that. We're joined by the Billikens coach, Josh Schertz, who I'll bet you could host radio all day long. He's terrific. How are you, coach?
How's it going? If maybe a second career.
Yeah, that was like worked out. That was like my equivalent of a lane violation right there, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a money time mistake. Now listen, it's got to adjust, you know. I mean, these are Change is hard.
Yeah, no doubt. Billiken Report, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. And Coach Schertz is with us. Coach, I'll paint a picture for you. I was in Oxford, Ohio yesterday, Friday night. I was there, brought my daughter there. She has breaking news here. She has chosen Miami of Ohio as her college choice.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. Excited about that. What a great school it is. Great sports tradition. Yeah. Anyway, I was at a sports bar and I had Indiana UCLA on one TV. I had SLU Loyola on the other. I was in absolute heaven. I mean, what a great night. Eating food and having a cold one. Had my daughter across from me and enjoying myself. As it turned out, you know, college basketball is hard and we love it, but it is an exhilarating ride and sometimes very painful. Both my teams, Indiana and SLU, ended up losing. It's a tough sport. I have to imagine one hand sitting there with a French dip and a beer, on the other being the coach of a basketball team. I just don't know how you all do it. I mean, going from exhilaration to watching that thing slip away has to be tough, and having to process that and turn the page on that after that.
Yeah, you had a much better night than me, it sounds like. Been to Oxford. We played down there when I was in Indiana State. Awesome campus, amazing school. Your daughter obviously must have got brains from her mother to get in there. That's pretty hard academic school to get into. So I know she didn't get that from you. So
that's
no
right.
Chance,
you but, got that right, buddy.
Yeah, she's that. Congratulations on that. No, it was, you know, look, it, you know, it was – it's a hard sport, and the reason that losing is so painful. I mean, everything is always, you know, two sides of a coin. You know, winning only feels so good because losing feels so bad. You know, if losing didn't hurt as much as it does, winning wouldn't be as exhilarating as it is. And you know, I think as a coach and hopefully as a player, that's why we try to stay so focused on process. And the process of what it takes to be good and not, ride the emotional roller coaster. I think there's a big difference between, a competitor's mindset and an observer's mindset and fans and media and everybody around. I do that as a fan of other teams. You know, you ride the emotional roller coaster, you know, exhilarated when you win, disappointed when you lose, and you're up and down. I think when you're coaching or playing, you can't do that. You got to stay locked into your process, and that allows you to, kind of keep steady when you're going through good times and when you're struggling like we are now, and not to overreact to successes, not to overreact to failures. The reality is, You know, all you can do when you're winning, or in our case, I've dropped a couple in a row, is get in, get to work, try to get better, prepare as well as you possibly can, and to play as well as you can at your next opportunity. And, you know, it was a disappointing loss Friday night for a variety of reasons. It was a tough week. I mean, you know, the George Mason game at home in overtime, where we had every chance to win, Loyola on the road, led that game with 4 minutes to play, and obviously really, you know, poor stretch there in money time to close a game out on the road against an excellent team. And a disappointing week for us in terms of being able to beat two really good teams and had every opportunity to do it and weren't able to get the job done. You know, we all own that.
What do you see in the film of the Loyola game? And it's not easy to watch, but obviously you watched the end. How did that slip away?
I mean, there's never one thing. It's always a variety of things. You know, we had chances in the game. You know, obviously the end of any game is magnified because there's no time to recover from it, right? Like, you know, a 16-4 run to end that game, if that happens in the first half, it still stinks, but you have plenty of time to recover and get back. When it happens in the final 4 minutes of the game, you know, obviously unrecoverable in our situation. But we had chances. We held them, I think, 7 minutes out of field goal in the first half, and we're down, you know, I think 13-6 at that point, and we're only able to score 12 points in that window. We had a couple layups, a couple wide open threes in that stretch to extend our lead. You know, we weren't able to do it. Same thing kind of happened in the second half. I think we got up, you know, 53-46 maybe, and had a couple of, we had four, we would call, you know, wide open threes in that stretch to kind of create some more separation, miss those. Those are, you know, things, those are shooting variances. Those happen every game. I mean, you're generating good ones. You want to continue to do that. When you look at the, you know, the final 4 minutes, Robbie hits that three, you know, to go up 65-62. They come down you know, we foul a 3-point shooter. You know, I didn't obviously see what happened.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because, you know, their backs were to me, my angle, but we got called for a foul there on a 3-point shot, ties the game. You know, we come down, ball gets knocked out of bounds, we run out of bounds, and, you know, got a pretty good look, got a, you know, a layup or a short shot, we just short-armed it, they came down, and we had a defensive breakdown. You know, we went underneath on Sheldon Edwards on a pitch, and he bangs a three to put them up three. We come down, get fouled, have a one-on-one, we miss the front end of a one-on-one, and then we have another defensive breakdown off a baseline screen. We're late, you know, coming through. We take a bad route. We don't switch it out, which we could have. He makes another three. We turn it over, and next session, and they get a dunk, and it's 11-0. You know, that was, you know, in those, you know, we call them money time, moment of truth, whatever you want to call it, their final 4 minutes, you know, we had a number of mental errors, you know, the defensive stuff. The offensive stuff, hey, you know, everybody misses shots. That's not, you know, you've got to just get great shots. You can't turn the ball over. I thought, you know, in that stretch, you know, obviously the we got a short shot and a foul. We did okay offensively. It was the defensive end, the breakdowns in that end, and you got to close games with stops, whatever the scenario is. And we had a number of mental errors there in the final, you know, final 4 minutes on the defensive end, and that's ultimately what cost us.
And you losing the game to George Mason, which I was in attendance for, you know, after this, well, before Avila had his great game against Loyola, 19 points, 13 rebounds. He had a monster game against George Mason. That was one that got away from you. You had a chance to win it. And on one hand, you could look at it as a missed opportunity against the number one team in the league, but I kind of like what you said afterwards, where you spun it to say, look, we can compete with anybody in this league now. I mean, not that we didn't know that before, but now we do. So the A-10 tournament is coming. And can we win that tournament? Yes, we can. We're going to have to play better. But you do now know VCU, Dayton, George Mason, not to leave anybody out, but they're all teams that you can compete against and beat.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the top four in the league right now. I mean, it's Mason, VCU, Dayton, and Loyola. You know, we've played all those teams. You know, we're going to play three of the four of them twice. And we know. I mean, we played Mason OT. We split with VCU. You know, Dayton was a 2-point game late. And so I don't think the chasm is like some sort of bridge that we can't build. You know, we can't, you know, cover, you know, and bridge. You know, I do think we can bridge that gap. But, you know, we got to get better and we've got to play better. And just importantly, you know, we've got to do a better job of making people play poorly. I think so much of people look at winning is how you play, but you know, half of winning is making the opponent not play well. And you know, if you look at, you know, four of our last five games, I mean, we're still you know, number one in the league, you know, after as of today, and you know, in 3-point defense. But you know, our 3-point defense and some of that shooting variance, you know, I mean, that is a part of the game. But you know, we gave up double digit made threes to St. Joe's, Dayton, and as well as, you know, these last two with Mason and Loyola. And you got to credit Loyola, like I said, down the stretch, you know, their shot making. And the same thing with George Mason. You know, I mean, what they were able to do, made whatever 15 threes. I mean, some of that is, and we've had games where it's gone the other way, you know, where we've maybe been the beneficiary of some of that. But, you know, it's we got to be better. But it is a gap that we don't think that there's a team in this league that we can't beat. I think two things can always be true. You know, we're shorthanded in terms of roster, but we certainly have enough to win any game we play, and we believe we can win any game we play, and we're showing that. I mean, again, you know, up to the first 36 minutes at Loyola, I thought we played pretty good basketball. You know, we had, you know, at that point, I think we had 10 turnovers. I think we were, you know, against a good defense at 65 points with 4 minutes of play. Same thing with George Mason. You know, we scored 70 points in regulation. I thought our overtime offense there really let us down. I thought our defense was pretty good. Had one breakdown, which they made the three there by Maddox, but where we were a little late to close out. But, you know, in terms of that game as our offense, this game as our defense, we just got to be better at the end, because in this league, I do think the margins are very small. It's not like there's this, you know, we're getting beat 25 or not competing. Like, the games are going to come down to that final 3-4 minutes. Our ability to execute in those moments of truth when pressure's at its highest on both ends of the floor is where we got to make the biggest strides if we're going to have a chance to kind of get over the hump.
Saturday the 22nd, three teams are going to be playing in the city. You've got City playing on Saturday night. The Blues will be playing right before that Saturday evening. And at 1:30, SLU will tip. I would strongly recommend you get in there, get that going before you head to the other contests and see the Billikens take on Rhode Island for a 1:30 tip. Should be a good one against Rhodey. And we always appreciate you, Coach. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
Appreciate it, Tom. I'll talk to you soon. Congrats to your daughter, and look forward to seeing you this week.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. There's Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens, with us on KMOX. We will take a quick time out. When we come back, Kenny Wallace on the Daytona 500. He's been down checking things out. Back in a moment.